Welcome to Film Failure. I'm your host, Nick Destro, where I go over all of my great failures in the film industry and beyond. Hopefully at some point I will have guests and they can share their great failures and, of course, successes, because no man is a failure who has friends. So I'm Nick Destro, obviously, isn't my real name. You can go on my Twitter handle and find out more about me there if you really want to dive deep. I have been in Los Angeles for almost 18 years. Went to LA City College for film. Currently a production designer who's worked on two feature films, a few shorts, and then in my art department days, plenty of music videos and commercials, which hated every minute of it. I have also started and failed at filming three feature films. The first was a film named Sam and Derek that I started with a partner in 2009. I wrote, produced, and also acted in the film. We shot over about 3 years and never finished it. Spent a lot of my own money on that. My partner also spent a lot of his own money. Second feature is a film by the name of Static City, which there is actually a trailer for somewhere on YouTube. We did not complete that film. Same as with Sam and Derek, I wrote, produced, and starred in the film. And we also spent about 2 years working on that, but we're not able to finish it. A third film I started and didn't finish is a film which kind of untitled, more of a, I guess you could say, high maintenance on HBO before high maintenance. I wrote, directed, starred in it. I actually believe I probably have all of the footage to compile a film. It was sort of a mumblecore sort of thing, but it just didn't. I shot a finale and I didn't like it, and I lost some footage. I have all the footage somewhere, but I lost a lot of the footage, and just never came to fruition. Gosh, I'm podcasting and I can barely speak and barely pronunciate words. And I'm currently working on my fourth film, which I hope to finish at some point. So I'm about halfway through filming that. Started in November of 2018. So that's the indie film world. But what I'd like to feature today is my first big film failure. I'm from Alaska originally. That's where I moved from originally. When I was 19 years old, March 22nd to be exact, 1999, I was going to a small community college in Valdez, Alaska, Prince William Sound Community College, and I was really bored. It was a Monday. It was the beginning of spring break, and my friends and I were hanging out. I'd always been kind of a movie person. I'd filmed some shorts with some friends, and I said, hey, or actually, no, my friend said, hey, what should we do today? And I got a really bright idea. I said, hey, let's grab my video camera. Let's go to the gas station I work at, get a couple Lipton bottles full of gasoline. I'll get some clothes, cover me in a bunch of layers, and you guys can pour gasoline on me and then light me on fire for the video. Yes, all of you listening to this, I'm an idiot, and I'm fine with that. We got to a spot in the middle of nowhere. There was about a crowd of 20. I made a few major mistakes on this, besides doing it in the first place, and of course, besides using gasoline. I also used the clothes I was wearing. It was about 8 layers of cotton, 5 or 6 t-shirts, 3 hooded sweatshirts, 2 of which were backwards to cover my face, and I had no gloves on. So I feel them, they pour the gasoline on me, and I feel it soak through the clothes onto my skin. But, you know, I've got low self-esteem. I've always been the class clown. And I knew things were going to end badly. That's literally the thought that came into my mind. This is going to end badly. But I couldn't let down the crowd, so I put the hoodie over my face. A friend of mine counted to three, and then whoosh, it lit me. And there was a big pile of snow that I decided I was going to jump into. There was a pile of water, too, or a puddle of water, which would have saved me, and I would have been okay. But I didn't want to get the bottom shirt wet because I really liked it. So I run forward. I can't see anything, by the way, because I have this hoodie covering my face. And I run, and I jump in the snow, and I roll around, and the flames go away, and I go, okay, cool, it's out. Because, you know, I figured stop, drop, and roll, you know? That's what they tell us in school. It's supposed to work. And also, at the same time, they have a fire extinguisher they're using. Of course, the fire extinguisher wasn't a fire extinguisher you use for, you know, a gasoline fire. So I'm rolling around, I stand up, and the flames literally whoosh up again. And that's when I realized, I was like, I'm going to be in some trouble. So I kind of run around like a chicken with my head off, and I try to grab the sweatshirts, and they burn my hands because, you know, I'm not wearing gloves. I can't hear my friends. They're yelling and screaming. And by the way, this whole thing is being filmed at the moment by a random girl my friend had brought back from spring break, like from his college. He was like, oh, come to Alaska. You'll have a blast. So I'm running around like a chicken with my head off. And then I start to, the worst thing, the fire hurt, but then I started to inhale the burning gasoline. And it basically felt like I was breathing in sand. So I was like, this is going to kill me. This is it. So I got on my knees. I shoved my face into the snow so I couldn't breathe at all. And I just grabbed, reached onto the fiery clothes, which burned my hands. And I just yanked all of it as hard as I could until I blacked out. I came to, and I remember I was looking out at the woods. And there was I think there were cars parked behind me. So their lights were shining at the snow and the trees. And it was really serene. That's literally what I thought. I was like, this is really beautiful. Because I had forgotten what had just happened to me, you know, lack of oxygen to the brain. So I black out again. And then I come to, and I remember my back was really, really, really cold. And my chest was really, really, really hot. And I lift my hands up, and all the skin on my hands and forearms is hanging off, like droopy, just gooey. And then I look down, and the one shirt that I loved more than all other shirts was cut down the middle because my friends had to do that to perform CPR on me to bring me back from the dead. And all the skin on my chest is just melted off of me. And then I thought, oh, yeah, I lit myself on fire. I got to get out of here before the police show up. I turned around, I see a cop car, I said, fuck, and then I blacked out again. I come to the guy who runs, who is a chief of the fire department, he's in the ambulance, he's my buddy's dad, and he's like, Jason, are you all right? And I go, just another Friday night, Donnie, even though it was a Monday. And they got me into the ambulance, and then the pain hit me, and they gave me a lot of morphine, and they medevaced me 300 miles to Anchorage. Or technically 75 through the mountains. And I was in the hospital 16 days, got a skin graft, dropped out of college, $50,000 in hospital bills. But, you know, it still looks great on video. It's not even one of the top 10 things I regret in my life. I've made a lot of other mistakes that aren't even close to that. Because really, in the end, it only affected me. My friends, they got in a little bit of trouble. They got a little probation, but nothing that big. But that was it. That was my first film failure. I hope you tune in to my show. I'm hoping to have weekly shows. If you're a fellow filmmaker, I would love to have you on the pod here to discuss your own failures. And then, of course, as I said, your successes, because it's what we do after we fail is what really makes the difference. And that's it for me. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great rest of your day. You can find me on Instagram. It's Nick Destro, a one instead of an I, N1C Destro. Or on Twitter, NICDESTRO. Thank you. Bye.